This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Many education reformers are looking south to New Orleans. The city's educational landscape has been transformed since Hurricane Katrina. The city has evolved from an ineffective and corrupt centralized school district before the storm to a kind of educational shopping mall. Parents can choose from a variety of schools. Of course, with competition comes a feeling of unfairness. NPR's Larry Abramson reports, and he has the first of two here.
From her historic home on St. Charles Avenue, Leslie Jacobs has seen her share of New Orleans history. Before Hurricane Katrina, she served on the old City School Board, which oversaw some of the worst schools in the nation. That system, she says, was even-handed. It was unfair to everyone.
Equity never existed in New Orleans pre-Katrina. If there was equity of no opportunity.
But today, like many here, Jacobs has moved into the role of reformer. She runs a nonprofit called Educate Now, and she is a booster for the education revolution here. Jacobs notes that today, parents can shop from among 80 schools with different approaches to learning and different success rates.
There are more choices for parents today. There are better choices. You don't have to live in a certain neighborhood, have a certain grade point average, or take a test to get into a good school.
But choice may not count for much if standards are low.
There are very few schools in our district that are academically acceptable by our own state standards.
Angela Daliot is another New Orleanian who has turned into an education reform advocate. A former investment advisor, Daliot returned to her heavily flooded neighborhood shortly after the storm to find that all the schools were closed. She asked someone with the school district how long she'd have to wait for a local school to open.
And basically I was told that the school, my kid's school, wouldn't open until after 2011 or so.
Daliot refused to accept that and got approval within months to reopen her local school. Now she runs an advocacy group called Save Our Schools NOLA for New Orleans residents who don't have the means or the savvy to navigate the system the way Daliot did. Most New Orleans school children are very poor. Their families are confused by the choices they face.
We get calls on a regular basis of parents and guardians looking to put their children in schools, a good school, right? And those schools are not a choice for them. So I don't understand the word choice here.
The best schools are often full, and just figuring out which schools are best requires a high level of sophistication. Angela Daliot's group has started a website that helps families shop for schools.
So we have all the admissions criteria. We have registration information.
So this is kind of like what people have when they search for a college.
Yes.
Choice may also be more expensive. According to a report issued last year, the current system is spending more money than it can afford to over the long term. Scott Cowan, president of Tulane University and co-author of the report, says a decentralized system duplicates costs for transportation and for maintenance.
Part of that is, once again, because we have this fractured governance, that there's not one single entity or person who's in charge of all this. There's several different parties.
But for education leaders here, like former school board member Leslie Jacobs, the thought of going back to a single school district brings back memories too awful to contemplate.
New Orleans is never going back to that.
Okay, so just where is New Orleans headed? Toward more change. Matt Candler is CEO of New Schools for New Orleans, a nonprofit that's helping with school reform. He says if everyone can't get into a good school, the answer is to replace bad schools with good ones.
Let's build quality and find where it works and then keep pushing that that's the standard and replace poor schools with high quality ones and not settle for a school closer that's worse.
And that means turning more traditional schools into charter schools. A look at the pain that process is causing in tomorrow's story. Larry Abramson, NPR News.